just going to read a few verses for Levi before he begins his message. Starting in John chapter 3. That's going to be verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whosoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Now I'm going to flip back a page to 1 John chapter 12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And now I'm going to go to Hebrews. Chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard. I'm going to let Levi read the message.
Thank you, Hanson. Good evening, everyone. Some of you would know that I just recently got back from a trip to Peru with Mark DeJager. He's a missionary that has been down there for the last multiple years. And we did a lot of visiting different missionaries and visiting churches. And we did a bunch of evangelism just like on the street and passed out tracts. And we also would set up speakers and we'd have mics and stuff. And we'd sing some songs or do like open air Sunday schools, we'd call it, because the kids down there don't have any Sunday schools, and so they love that. We'd sing songs, and Mark and normally the other missionary that we were visiting in the place that we were at would normally finish with a message or a Bible story. So we visit different churches and Bible studies and youth groups and stuff, and normally, if not all the time, Mark DeJager, he would be the guest speaker, I guess you'd say. And even though I didn't really know what was being said during any of the meetings, or just kind of sitting there smiling, and it was pretty awesome though to see like the drive that some of the Peruvian Peruvian Christians had down there. They don't have a lot, but they show just a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are just on fire for the Lord, and it's pretty awesome. And just like how focused they are on Mark when Mark's up there speaking, they're just blocking everything out, and they just want to learn everything that they can get from him. I also got the opportunity to speak at a couple youth groups and give my testimony and share from the words. That was also some good opportunities. It can sound kind of cliche sometimes when you're talking about trips, saying that it was such a life changing trip or it was such an eye opener, but it really was. It was an awesome trip for sure, and I would definitely do it over again. So about a quarter way through our trip, me and Mark, we did a lot of traveling all over Peru, meeting different people. And quarter way through our trip, we went to a place called Cusco, Peru, and it's a city built on the mountains, and it's really high up. It's over 3,000 meters up in the air. So the altitude is really hard to walk around stuff, because you're always trying to catch your breath even if you're not walking around. So Cusco, Peru would be close to Machu Picchu. Some of you would know Machu Picchu. It's one of the great seven wonders of the world. And there in Cusco, we met the Perez family. They are a Peruvian missionary family. And they used to live in Ica. And we visited Ica. We visited a Bible camp in Ica before we went to Cusco. And Daniel McKinley, he's another missionary, lives in Vancouver with his family now. And we visited that Bible camp there before in Ica. And Ica's a city in the desert. And if you look around, do a 360, all you can see is just big sand dunes all over the place. It's pretty cool. And so the Perez family, the missionary family that are living in Cusco now, they are sponsored from the church in Ica. And as you can imagine, it'd be hard for their kids to grow up all their life in Ica and then move to Cusco, where there really isn't a whole lot of other Christians at all in that area, so it's definitely a struggle for their family there. And, they have a lot of big family. The parents' name is Dan Prez, and the wife is Irene Prez, and then they have five kids ranging from 5 years old all the way up to 21. And they had a 16-year-old, and they're all girls except for the youngest one and the guy that was my age, and he was 16. His name was Jose. And him being the only teenage guy in the family, me and him spent a lot of time together, and he also played the guitar, so we spent a lot of time playing the guitar, and he was showing me around all his favorite spots. He likes to go in Cusco and stuff, so it was an awesome time spending time with that family. And one day, me and Mark went for a walk down to the local market just to buy some things for the family, and he needed to get some stuff, some cane or something. He was having trouble walking upstairs, and we started talking about the reason. We were trying to talking about why the Lord has sent us to Cusco, and we were praying to Him that He would show us why we were here and what His will for us while we were there. And we soon figured out that it was for this family to just encourage them and be with them and kind of be a distraction for a while, and just because, I mean, two white guys coming to stay with them for a week and a half, it's kind of something new, I guess. And so we tried to focus on that a bit more, just spend time with the family, and it was awesome. So Dan Prez, the father, he ran a pretty strict home. It was this hour you had to be here. It's very strict, but good. And the kids seem to like it, don't mind it too much. And just like hours of reading, praying, and memorizing scripture every week and every day. It's more than I've ever done for sure, but I mean, it's good. And a lot of people ask me like what the highlight of my trip was, or what are the best memories of something. And obviously, there's a lot. We visited so many different places and got to meet so many different people. But definitely one of the best memories is that Jose, the 16-year-old son, the missionary's kid, him and as well as his best friend in the youth group, they actually got saved when we were down there, and that was awesome. It was really amazing. It was definitely answered prayers, and it told us that God does have a plan, and that spending time with His family was His will, maybe. And so it was definitely an answer to prayers. And I remember I'm just laying in bed that night, and I just couldn't get my mind off Joseph, just thinking how he's lived his whole life in that like awesome Christian environment. And I just couldn't wrap my mind around the fact that he like lived in that house all his life, but never actually turned his life over to Jesus. And I was kind of struggling with that a little bit. But all of a sudden, it just kind of hit me, and I realized that I could relate that too. That I grew up in a great Christian home with great Christian parents, and was always in the church doors if they were open, but never really took things serious. Never got real with Christ, and whether I was just pushing it off or just thought it wasn't for me, and I'm not really sure. But as John said this morning, as me and Joseph, we both heard the truth. We both knew what the truth was, very clear. But we weren't accepting it. Whether we were thinking just not yet or never, or what was going through our minds. But it really spoke to me as Hanson read in John chapter 3, said it's a personal choice that you make with God and trusting Him and His Son. It doesn't matter what the people around you are doing or the environment you grow up in or the struggles you have. It's about when you are serious with Christ, and that someday personally you're going to stand before God someday at His judgment seat, and He's going to judge you for His sins, and none of us know when that day is going to be. So it's up to you and only you, and it doesn't really matter how much your parents tell you, your friends tell you, or speakers, because they can't make the choice for you. And it's really just about when you decide personally to start taking things serious and start listening to the Lord and seek His will for your life and turn it over to Christ. So thanks, and just in closing, I'm going to turn to Exodus 15. Verse 2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. So thank you for that.